From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium at U.S. Cellular Center, Asheville, in North Carolina, Peter Sagal. Yeah.
We got a great show for you today. Later on, we'll be talking to Charles Frazier, author of Cold Mountain and other books you've lied and said you read. But first, can I say what a pleasure to be back in Asheville, North Carolina, home of artists. Home of artists and musicians and brewers, gateway to the Smokies, and of course, according to a state legislator, a cesspool of sin. I got to ask, you're a proud son of North Carolina, a Tar Heel. You've been away for a long time. Do you feel any different when you come back?
Not even a June bug smidgen, Petey Joe.
Well,
I'm as comfy as gravy on a biscuit, y'all.
Well, we're all down home this week, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is David Schwartz from East Norwalk, Connecticut.
That's terrific, David. Welcome to our show. What do you do there in East Norwalk?
Actually, I'm an attorney in New York City.
Really?
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
So you just say you're from.
You have.
Please,
David, you have so many fans here in Asheville. You have no idea.
All right, David, great to have you with us. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a comedian and a host at Vocalo.org. Mr. Brian Babylon is here.
Yes. Hey, David. Thank you so much. Hey, Dave.
Next, say hello to one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hey, Dave.
Also a comedian performing August 9th through the 11th at Zany's in Nashville, Tennessee.
I am?
It's Bobcat Goldthwait.
Well, hello.
Hi, David.
Did nobody tell you, Bobcat, that you're going to be in Nashville?
I'm on a need-to-know basis.
I understand.
It's like the Black Ops. They just sent me out. So, David, so you're a police officer? Was that what it is?
Attorney. Even
attorney.
More.
Attorney. Okay. I don't know why I thought cop. Oh, because all these hippies groaned. That's why. Oh, they're all mad at me now. Really, Asheville? Please. No, I drove by a place called the Organic Mechanic today, and you're going to... I have no idea. Maybe, what is it?
Well, basically, they don't want to compel the lug nuts to come off. They try to convince them to by rapping with them. David, you're going to start us off with Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you will win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine voicemail, whatever you got there. You ready to go?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to have Carl back.
Oh, we all are. Believe me. All right, here is your first quote.
He had the will and the bravery to go against the Matrix.
That was a Russian legislator celebrating Russia's decision to grant asylum to whom?
Edward Snowden.
Exactly right, Edward Snowden. On Thursday, much to the surprise of everybody, international jet setter and fugitive Edward Snowden walked out of the Moscow airport, where he's been living for the past month or so. He's been surviving on nothing but Cinnabons and duty-free spiced rum. He seemed fine, except for weighing 400 pounds and reflexively searching for a seat near an electrical outlet.
And you know what no one's mentioning?
What?
He had to smell bad. That's what I've been thinking this whole time. I mean, you know, like, airport bathroom wash-ups can only go so far.
That's right.
We need to, like, immerse yourself into a... He needs an immersion.
Yeah.
Like with some type of like Febreze or something.
Now, Snowden was granted a temporary asylum in Russia after someone didn't understand it was a rhetorical question when he asked, what could be worse than living in an airport? Very good, David. Here is your next quote.
Who am I to judge?
That was somebody saying he had no right to condemn gay people, which made the news, because the person saying it is in fact whom?
The Pope?
The Pope Francis. Very good. This week, In an impromptu news conference on his airplane, known as Pope Force One, Pope Francis shocked everybody by saying of gays, "Who am I to judge?" And the world responded, "You're the Pope." That's why you get to wear the white hat. You judge people. That's what you do. So Pope Francis doesn't sleep in the papal apartments. He carries his own bags, and now he will not condemn gay people. It's time to seriously ask the question, is the Pope Catholic? Somewhere a bear is going, "What am I doing here in the woods? This is unsanitary." What he said was something to the effect is that people ask him about gay people. He says, "Well, you know, there's gay people, but, you know, as long as they're well-intentioned and seek God and seek to be good people, who am I to judge them, right?" And immediately the Vatican, you know, officials started to walk it back. They're like, "Well, you know, what he meant by being well-intentioned is, like, do they intend to find a nice girl and settle down? That's what he means."
Man, he's like the old dirty bastard of popes, man. He does whatever he wants to do. Wu-Tang.
No, he can go a little too far in this sort of progressive thing. Apparently, the way you now get rosary beads is by lifting your shirt and they throw you some. A little too far. David, here we go. Here is your last quote.
"I want to be a role model."
That was New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez, who may be facing a lifetime ban from baseball due to what?
Taking steroids.
Yes, indeed. Performance-enhancing drugs. Major League Baseball has threatened Alex Rodriguez with a lifetime suspension from the game, partly because he took performance-enhancing drugs, partly because he lied about it, and partly because, man, what a putz. This is the most unsurprising revelation about an athlete ever. Like, remember Saint Ain't Sojo? You know, the little kid, the disbelieving kid in the courthouse steps? A-Rod's going to come outside to meet an adorable little boy, and the kid's going to look up and say, "Figures, you ass."
Now, what was this he was doing? A cream, or was it injections? I mean, what are these guys?
Oh, he was doing everything.
A-Rod?
Yeah, A-Rod. Well, apparently he was both implicated in the Biogenesis scandal. This is this longevity center in Florida that was giving out all this stuff to athletes.
And that has nothing to do with Star Trek II Wrath of Khan. That's just Genesis.
No, it's just, yeah, okay. No, don't get confused.
My bad. All right.
It's okay. What's amazing is how much the other players seem to hate him. He's even other Yankees hate him. Lance Armstrong just threw away his A-Rod jersey.
Can I ask you a crazy question?
Go ahead.
Whatever. Do you think if A-Rod looked like Steve Buscemi, people would give him a hard time?
Are you saying people are just jealous of his good looks?
I think a little bit.
Are you saying the same body in Buscemi's head?
No, if
because I'm trying to imagine this.
Yeah, muscles, athletic prowess, but just that mug. Do you think people would have such distaste?
You're telling me we hate him because he's beautiful.
I'm not saying anything. This is a hypothetical.
Well, Derek Jeter is a pretty good-looking fellow. Plays the same team. Everybody loves him.
He's no A-Rod.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's what polls say. I don't know. I just read the paper, man.
Right.
Brian has a type.
But didn't he not fail a drug test yet? How do you do that? How do you do drugs and not get caught?
Well, that's what Lance Armstrong did. It's possible. It can be done, and apparently he did it.
No, but seriously, how do you do it?
How do you do it? I know there's someone in this room who has a job interview to go to and needs to know that.
No, seriously, though.
What?
Myself in Asheville wants to know.
No.
Carl, how did David do in our quiz?
David, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Yay!
Yeah.